And at this time, we do stay with Dave and Pat and Charlie, and we stay with Art Lewis, too, who's found his way back home after being away for a time. He decided to come back.
Yeah, the ship's docked and I had nowhere else to go. So what are you going to do?
You were enjoying some time, including the opportunity to spend Mardi Gras, where as much fun as we had at Krejak's house in Bay City. And we did have a good time. Terry Hennifield and Admiral Blee for you.
Good.
You were at the center of it all in New Orleans.
Yeah, you could say that, where it was in the 30s.
Not
New Orleans is used to.
Oh, man.
That's brutal down there.
Yeah, that's brutal down there is right.
Didn't stop him from celebrating, though, right?
No, it didn't stop him from celebrating. No, not at all.
You weren't anywhere near where the guy plowed down the people on the sidewalk, were you?
No, actually, that happened, I think, just before we got there, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, we heard about it, but we didn't get involved and see any of that. A lot of people, though. Oh, my goodness gracious. Town comes alive, no doubt about it.
Well, did you partake in the celebrations?
We watched a parade, but...
No. Did you partake in the celebration?
The teetotaler? Yeah, I had an extra glass of lemonade.
I don't know.
I had an extra watermelon tropic.
Oh.
That was my drink of choice on the ship.
If he had walked down Bourbon Street, he probably would have been just intoxicated from the odor.
Yeah, we went down Bourbon for a little bit. We did some stuff, but it's actually one of those things that, okay, you can cross it off the bucket list. You know, been there, done that. Mm-hmm. We'll still go down to New Orleans like we do every year, but... probably go when we normally go, which is like St. Paddy's Day or something, you know, after the year.
The craziness.
After the craziness.
I didn't know if you were throwing beads or anything like that.
No, we were getting hit in the head with them. And then the president and CEO of Celebrity Cruises, the cruise line we were on, she was on board the ship in New Orleans and needed beads at one of the receptions she did, so... I took my beads off and said, "Here, please."
You might guess.
She took them.
We know, at least from one photo that you sent, that you were certainly enjoying some of the fine food fare that is offered.
Yeah. Yep.
Crawfish.
That was at Drago's. Mm. No, it was kind of funny because what happens on Mardi Gras, believe this or not, now, you would think with a million people in town, everybody'd be open to suck in as much money as they can.
Yeah.
Mardi Gras is a holiday. The restaurants close. Malls close. Everything
really?
Downtown close, except the bars. And so we had had a reservation at Drago's where they invented the grilled oyster. And I got an email a couple of days before we left saying, "Well, your reservation's canceled because we're not open."
Oh,
oh,
no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So, ship docked at 6:30 on Sunday evening. So, we hoofed it down to Drago's and got in within about 15 minutes or so. So, that was the picture that I sent of the lobster, stuffed lobster. It's a great restaurant. I mean, it really is kind of neat. It's certainly not one of the high-end restaurants, but they specialize in the oysters and the lobster and stuff like that. But we did go to Emeralds Delmonico with some friends, and then the parade went right by, so we came out of the restaurant and there was a parade, so got the best of both worlds, and that was on Monday night. Mardi Gras Day, we pretty much stayed on the ship.
Safer that way?
They had a big Mardi Gras party on the ship, so we hung around the ship. Yeah, it was a little... we went out down on the street a little bit, but it was cold. It was just... the weather, you know, for us, was blech.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was that big Canadian trough that dipped down.
Oh, we were familiar with what we got on that.
Oh, yeah. I know, and you guys got it, too.
Yeah, so. Cold.
But you left there then and went somewhere warm, I hope.
Yeah, we did. We left there and we had two sea days, and then we got to Grand Cayman, where apparently all of America keeps its money. Because all of the guides, everybody you talked to, told us how tax-free it is and how Americans park their money in Grand Cayman because there's no taxes.
Cayman Islands.
Oh, Cayman Islands.
That's right, yep.
And then we went from there to Cozumel. We really liked Cozumel. We had a guide. We did this one little tour that taught you how to make chocolate. Oh. And you actually made chocolate. Yeah. And then we went to this Abergé painting class, learning how to paint these little figurines. It was pretty interesting. And she was special. She was really knowledgeable. Went through a museum with her, and she had done half the work in the museum. So it was quite nice. Cozumel was impressive. We like Cozumel.
Did you make just chocolate, or did you make dark chocolate?
Dark.
No, of course you did.
you didn't have milk to put into it.
Okay. I mean, there you go. I was thinking.
You were taking the cacao bean, grinding it to a paste, and then starting to form it, and then adding brown sugar to it. And it was, it was okay.
I'm sure it was.
I brought one home. I find it. It didn't melt my luggage, hopefully.
Well, that'd be a little messy.
All I unpacked was the computer last night, so I'd have it for work today.
What time did you get back in?
Midnight.
Oh, really? Wow. Didn't build in that day off to get yourself back in.
Thought about it. Should have.
Well, at least you didn't have to blow snow.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Do have the snowblower still on the tractor, but...
Well, it's hopefully that you come back, you brought some of the better...
And we had a lot of listeners with us, and they all had a good time.
I was going to say, it was a good way that everyone had a chance to bond together as a group.
It was a bonding experience. So that one is behind us now.
Well, glad to know that.
But it was a nice time.
And that you survived it and had a good time.
Yep. Yep, we did. I'll bring in some pictures after I get them all done. I just got to sit down and do them. So I got stuff, you know. Didn't buy much, though. I mean, we didn't. Lynn bought the obligatory couple of bottles of vanilla.
Oh, okay.
And I do know the best part of the trip.
Okay.
Oh, this is the best part. Not everybody will relate to this because not everybody knows about it. There's a thing called Global Entry. And Lynn and I both have Global Entry cards. It's a trusted traveler program. You sign up with the CBP, and you have to go down for an interview. You do all this stuff. So we have our Global Entry cards. What they allow you to do at airports when you fly back into the country from out of the country is you totally bypass all the customs lines. And you go to these little kiosks. You put your handprint down. You put your passport down.
Mm-hmm.
It spits out a little thing. You take it to the customs agent dedicated to that, and you walk right through. I mean, you don't even fill out those blue cards that you fill out to say what you're bringing into the country and all that stuff.
Right.
You don't do any of that.
Huh.
So you bypass it. You're a trusted traveler, a known traveler. And in past years, they have not had it at the cruise ports. And they still don't have the kiosks at the cruise ports. But we got to Fort Lauderdale, and I mean, there's thousands of people all at once, right? As we're walking toward the line after getting our luggage, there's a gal there that's going, "Global? Global?" And I said, "Global what?" She said, "Global Entry." I said, "Yeah, we have that." She says, "Oh, you go this way." Walked around, thousands of people over here to the right. We walk to the left, right up to an agent doing nothing, looks at our passports, says, "A nice day. Have a nice day. Bye." Didn't even ask us if we had any. Didn't even ask us if we were bringing anything in, which we weren't. But it was like 10 seconds, and we were gone, you know.
Mm, how nice.
So we'll renew that. Since I'm going to Switzerland in September with our listeners, I think I'll make sure my car's
Make sure you out. Have that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Art always finds a way.
Because it's an Art Lewis world.
That's right.
Well, it's being in the travel industry for so long, you know the ins and outs. You know, it was kind of fun though.